理课堂听 class.com。
Maxwell McMillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we're at the Stewart's home in Riverdale, New York. The mail has just arrived, and in the mail is a cassette tape from Richard Stewart. Richard and his friend Andreas Pappas have sent a recorded message about their travels across the country. As Robbie and Grandpa play the tape, Grandpa remembers his travel adventures when he was a young man. And then Grandpa surprises Robbie with an idea for a new adventure.
Grandpa, the mail's here. We got another cassette tape from Richard.
Great. Let's play the tape. But where is this one from?
Let's see.
Hello, everybody. This is Richard, out west. Say hello, Andreas.
Hello, everybody.
We're having a great time. I've taken hundreds of photographs.
And I've recorded all kinds of music.
We're looking forward to seeing Grandpa in Denver next week. Right now, we're in Texas, at a small Baptist church.
In a few minutes, we're going to hear some gospel music.
Oops, the church service is starting. I'll tell you more after we go hear the music. Goodbye for now.
It sounds like they are having a fine time.
And Richard's looking forward to seeing you out there next week. You'll have a great time, I'm sure. Colorado. I've never been there.
Denver. The Rocky Mountains. I remember when I went west as a young man. That was in 1938.
What did you find out there?
I found a job with the U.S. Forest Service.
What kind of job was it?
I helped fight forest fires.
Boy, life was more exciting in the old days.
No, I don't know. You can find adventure anywhere.
Not in Riverdale, New York. The most exciting thing around here is the monkey house at the zoo.
No adventure? Huh. Watch this.
Who are you calling?
Hello? North American Airlines? I have a reservation for Saturday. On flight number 240 to Denver, Colorado. My name is Malcolm Stewart.
What are you doing, Grandpa?
Shh. Yes, ma'am. That's right. I would like to reserve a second seat on the flight. It's for my grandson, Robbie Stewart.
I don't believe it.
Tourist class, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
Grandpa, I can't just fly off to Denver all of a sudden.
You only live once, boy. Well, do you want to come with me?
I sure do, Grandpa.
We talk very quickly sometimes. And sometimes when we talk quickly, we don't say every word clearly. Listen.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Come on. You do it with me. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Who are you calling?
Oh, okay. Who are you calling?
Who are you calling?
Who are you calling?
Who are you calling?
Come on. I can't hear you.
Who are you calling?
Who are you calling?
How do you stop it? How do you stop it?
How do you stop it? How do you stop it?
How do you stop it?
How do you stop it? How do you stop it? How do you stop it? We finally stopped it. Phew. I'll talk to you again soon.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Robbie and Grandpa are flying to Denver, Colorado to meet Richard Stewart. They are 35,000 feet in the air, looking down on the American landscape. Robbie is amazed by the beauty of the fields below. They see the great plains of the central United States. And Grandpa remembers his trip across America 50 years ago. He shares his memories with Robbie.
Last call. Flight 240 to Denver, Colorado. Now boarding. Gate 13.
Come on, Robbie. That's our flight. Hurry up.
Let me carry your travel bag, Grandpa.
Excuse me, sir. Where is gate 13?
Gate 30? Sure. Go down this corridor.
No. 13. Gate 13.
Oh, I thought you said 30. Gate 13 is right over there.
Thanks. Come on, Robbie. Is this the flight to Denver?
Yes, it is. May I see your tickets, please?
Here they are.
You can go right through that door. Have a nice flight.
Look down there, Grandpa. It looks like they've planted corn across the whole country. It's so beautiful. Look at those squares of color.
Yeah, I guess we're over Iowa or South Dakota. I hitchhiked through there back in 1938.
You hitchhiked all the way to Colorado?
Yeah. People did that a lot back then. I probably slept in that field over there and caught catfish from that river. Have you ever had roasted corn and catfish for breakfast?
No, I can't say that I have. How long did it take to get to Denver?
A couple of weeks. I don't remember exactly.
Why so long? Didn't cars stop and pick you up?
Oh, they stopped. But there weren't so many cars in those days. And people took more time to do things.
Now we can fly and see half the country in a couple of hours.
Oh, I don't know about that. If you really want to see America, you have to walk down the back roads, take a bath in the rivers.
Sleep under the trees?
You're getting the idea.
Maybe someday I'll take a trip like that. I could write a book about it.
Great idea.
Excuse me. Would you gentlemen like some lunch now?
I'd like some roasted corn and catfish, please.
Me too.
Oh, we just gave away the last of our catfish. How about some chicken?
Well, yeah, I guess that'll be just fine.
It's not always easy to hear the difference between numbers like 13 and 30 or 14 and 40. Listen.
Excuse me, sir. Where is gate 13?
Gate 30?
No, 13. Gate 13.
Oh, I thought you said 30. Gate 13 is right over there.
13. 1-3. 30. 3-0. You have to listen carefully to the last part of the number. 13. 30. Listen to this.
When Grandpa was 17, he hitchhiked to Colorado.
How old was Grandpa? He was 17. Now he's about 70. And now it's time to go.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.